Hello, frenzies. It is episode 56 of Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher. And on today's episode, I'm going to dish all about general health concerns being a teacher. I was really, really sick last month, and I'm just starting to feel better again. And I had to go to the doctor, and I learned a lot of hard truths. It was not an easy month for me, so I'm just going to tell you a little of my story, and I'm hoping to inspire you to get your health on the right track for this new year. And even if I don't, then you can be extra nosy and hear about all of my weirdo problems, because who doesn't love that? Okay, let's get on with it. Are you feeling a little burnt out and exhausted this school year? Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher podcast is here to get you through the hard weeks. We will be tackling tough topics while addressing self-care tips and tricks to help you live your best life. I'm your host, Jessica Martin, a coffee-drinking teacher and tech coach working on my own health journey as I pursue happiness in my teacher life. I am so happy you're here with me today, and I can't wait to share all the things with you. Let's get on with the show. Okay, before we start the show, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and hanging out with me today. You could be hanging out with like one out of another 7 million podcasters in the world, but you chose me. So thank you. If you're ever skabumpling on your phone and you feel like it, the nicest thing you could ever do for me is leave me a written review on iTunes. It's pretty much like a little scrapbook for me to go back and just see who's enjoying my show, how is it impacting people. And it also is one of the things that, you know, can make someone want to try your show out and see how good it is. If you do leave me a written review, I have a happy mail form at the bottom of this episode, and you can always go fill that out. I do have 3 people on my happy mail list right now, and I'm making up boxes for those people this week just to say, hey, thanks for leaving a written review. You're fantastic. I love you. And, you know, I don't want you to ever think that this is a, like, I don't want you to think you're listening on a one-way deserted road. This is a two-way road. I want to connect with you. I want you to connect with me. So, well, that didn't sound creepy, did it? I feel like it was almost the Barney song. Like, I love you. You love me. Okay, I'm getting weird. I'm getting so weird. Okay, so this review is from Karen. And Karen says, I stumbled upon your podcast and immediately became a frenzy. From there, I found you on Instagram and became an avid follower. If we worked together, I'm sure we'd be teacher BFFs. I'm sure we would too, Karen, because you sound super duper cool. And if you're listening to this, please go fill out my Google form so I can send you some happy mail, unless you already did. I don't remember the 3 people's names on my Google form right now. But anyways, go fill that out. I'll send you a little happy mail. I'm working on getting some swag printed up for the show. And my goal of this show is to get to at least 100 episodes, because I feel like 100 episodes is a really nice number. There's so many other podcasts I want to do, though. I mean, I love this podcast. I love teacher self-care and teacher health problems and just teacher well-being. I love all of that, but there's so many other things I love. So I've seriously been thinking, okay, when I get to 100 episodes, I'm going to go start a new podcast, and then 100 episodes and then a new podcast. I know that sounds a little wild and zany, but I am a wild and zany kind of girl. I do these weirdo things. All right, let's start with the show. And welcome back to episode 56 of Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher. I am your host, Jessica Martin. I go by the Whimsical Teacher online. I'm pretty easy to find. If you want to find me on Instagram or Facebook, let's connect, you know, send me messages. I try to respond to almost all my messages. So, let's connect if you're out in the interwebs. Today's episode, I just wanted to kind of do a self-reflection of this podcast as I'm going into the new year, because I have a lot of new health problems to deal with. And the topic of this show is health and self-care. So I'm going to kind of go back through my history, like why I created this show, because I was having some health problems when I created it. And I think sometimes your body just sort of knows when you need to start focusing on one area in life instead of another. So let's go back to the summer of 2018. I decided that I was going to leave the country for the first time, and I bought a trip from a company called Book Bag Tours. They're now called BBT Adventures. It's a wonderful company that organizes trips for teachers to go on like by themselves, and you get to go hang out with 20 other teachers and tour schools and see a new country, and they sort of walk you through all of that. And I had never left the country before, so when I heard about a teacher traveling group, I was like, yes, this is what I need. Because I couldn't foresee a time where I could afford to go with my husband and have him take off of work. And I mean, he just has a really wild work schedule, and it's usually his days off don't line up with mine very well. So I just thought I really wanted to leave the country and just have that experience before I turn 40. And so I paid for, it took me probably like 7 or 8 months, and I paid for a 2-week trip to London with this company. And the trip really changed my life. There are a lot of things that happened on the trip that made me realize how important health is. The first thing that happened is I got horribly sick. Like the minute I landed, I got a really bad cold and a nonstop cough. And I also started realizing things about my own health, like there were a lot of stairs everywhere in London and a lot of walking to do, and I was out of shape and I was having a hard time. I brought a 55-pound suitcase with me, and I was having a hard time dragging it up and down these stairs. There's so many stairs and so much walking. It was just very, very different. There wasn't a lot of convenience. If there's one word I can use to describe America, it's very convenient compared to London. For someone who's maybe a little out of shape, right? Like America's kind of makes it easy on you. But I was on the struggle bus in London. And I was sick the instant I landed. I got this horrible cold. All these just kind of unfortunate things happened to me while I was there. I was hurting myself walking around, and then this bad cold, and my health problems. I was just not healthy, and I was so frustrated because I had spent 7 or 8 months paying for this trip, and I wanted to have the trip of a lifetime. And did I force myself to go out even when I was sick and experience as many things as I could? But the trip definitely wasn't as enjoyable being so sick. Anyway, one night I was actually eating dinner with my host family because I stayed with a family there for a few days. That's one of the things that they sometimes offer on the Book Bag Tours, which is now called BBT Adventures. Sometimes in some countries, you can stay with a family and kind of, you know, just live with them for a few days and you go to school with them. They're like a family of teachers usually. And so I hit the jackpot with mine. They were just fantastic bunch of people. And anyway, we were eating dinner, and first of all, they had HelloFresh delivered, and I had never heard of HelloFresh before. And then secondly, you know, we just had a really good long conversation about how international travel really changes your world, where if you've never left the country, sometimes you just don't realize how the rest of the world lives. And it's like always the catalyst. Your first trip overseas is the catalyst for you changing a lot of things in your life, because, you know, being somewhere new is so impactful. And my host family was telling me, they're like, yeah, this is your first trip ever, and we guarantee that when you go back, you know, it might not happen right away, but this trip is going to be the catalyst for some amazing things to happen to you. And I didn't realize then, but they were right. Because when I got back home from the trip, I was just doing a lot of self-reflecting about how, you know, like my weight and being out of shape and getting this cold and how everything impacted me over there, and then how much healthier their food was over there. And like, I actually lost weight eating out every day in London, and just a lot of things I started thinking about. And so that fall, when I started school again, I decided to start doing HelloFresh meals, just like my family that I stayed with. And it sort of changed my life because, you know, I started getting off my butt at night and cooking, and my husband got involved. And so we had this new activity. I put it up on my social media, and I had like thousands of people a day watching this health journey and healthy eating and cooking. And I found out that we're actually really good at telling cooking stories stories and like showing how to cook things. And like, it was just a really, really fun time. And I stayed on that. I stayed on HelloFresh for, you know, probably like 4 months, like that whole fall. And it just, I don't know. I wouldn't have really known about HelloFresh if I hadn't eaten it with my host family in London. I kind of ignore those things that are going on social media. Like when people are trying to sell things, I totally ignore them. But this time, since I was a participant, I couldn't ignore it. And then that kind of changed my life. I started looking at the foods I was eating and I lost 20 pounds eating the HelloFresh meals. And it just really changed my life, right? Well, so in January then, I don't know, I had some kind of emotional breakdowns over my age and infertility struggles and like, am I ever going to have a family? I don't know what it was. Maybe it was my body getting healthier. I was thinking, oh my gosh, like maybe my body could be healthy enough to like carry a human someday, or I don't really know what it was. But there was some wacky hormonal stuff going on and I had this total meltdown. And then right after this meltdown where, I mean, I cried for like 2 days straight. And right afterwards I got shingles. And shingles is like the chickenpox virus sort of like hidden in your body. And at any point it just kind of can explode. And I got this horrible rash on my side and it was very painful. I had a lot of nerve pain in my stomach and I missed several weeks of work over it. It was a very painful, weird condition to get. And it was a shame because I had been on such a good roll with HelloFresh and becoming more healthy. It just kind of set me back a little bit. And then as soon as I stopped my shingles medication and I went back to work, that very first day back, I got a kidney infection. And I still don't know if the shingles infection and the kidney infection were related somehow, but I was in a lot of pain just all of a sudden. That morning, got to work. There was a bake sale. So I bought a couple of things from the bake sale, ate this brownie and stuff. And then I just started feeling like a horse was kicking me in the back. And I thought, oh my gosh, like, is this like a gallbladder thing? Is this my appendix? Did an ovary cyst explode? Like, I mean, all these things are going on in my head. And I ended up going to the ER and they did a bunch of blood work and tests on me. And it turned out that I just had a kidney infection. But then the blood work came back as I had prediabetes, which was a really big bummer. At first, the doctor thought I had diabetes, but then apparently they ran some other number and said I was only pre-diabetes. And so then I got like a lot of long lectures from doctors about like taking control of my health and all these bad things going on. And I went back several times for more tests. And the news was just, it just felt really bad, especially since I had been trying so hard to eat healthy and exercise all fall to just kind of have this sort of health collapse. It was really challenging. The doctor also told me I had stage 3 kidney failure, and that was really scary because, you know, you can't live without your kidneys for very long. And I was really freaked out by all of this. So I, you know, got on a healthy track again, you know, no more brownies for breakfast. And I started working out and eating really healthy again. And then the middle of March, so like for, I was doing really good for a couple months, right? It was on a really great track. In the middle of March, my principal asked me to take over a naughty 8th grade class. And it kind of threw me for a loop because I was a technology coach and it wasn't in my contract to be doing any teaching, but I just decided to do it, whatever, you know, I can help the system out. I don't know. It's kind of it was a really weird situation. But then, you know, taking over that class and wanting to give them a fresh start because they had been having a really hard time with their teacher, it just put a lot of stress on me. And I kind of put my health on the back burner. And that's what we do as teachers. We always put ourselves second behind our classes and our classroom needs and kids in our room. And I was doing that. And it was so soon after all of these health problems. And I just went right back into my old ways of not really paying attention to my body or what I needed or what was good for me and just paying attention to these students. And I think that's just a hazard of the job. And that's why you have to be so mindful and so diligent to constantly protect your health in this profession, because it's so easy to put it on the back burner. And I did. I didn't even know I was doing it, but I did. So next 3 months, they're kind of a blur. And I was only teaching one class a day, so it wasn't like a huge thing, but I was putting my whole heart and soul into it, planning really cool lessons every day and really trying to connect with these kids. So anyways, I don't know what happened. I'm not really sure if I gained much weight back, but I know I wasn't being as healthy as I was before I took over the class. So then summertime came around and I did a ton of traveling and I eat out almost every day of the summer. And I don't know how to eat very healthy when I go to eat out. I'm learning some new strategies right now, but I think teachers kind of go a little wild during the summer, especially if it's like our traveling season, and it's hard to eat healthy while you're traveling. And maybe that'll be a future episode that I do. But anyway, I didn't really eat that healthy. I took my husband to Chicago for the first time and we were trying pizza like every single day because we both love pizza and it was a chance of a lifetime to get to try a bunch of Chicago style pizza, you know? And anyways, I ended up, I traveled all summer. I went to Chicago and Kentucky and Austin, Texas, and then finally New Zealand. And by the time I got to New Zealand, I'd already been traveling for about 6 weeks. And I hurt my foot really bad. So here I am on my second BBT adventurous trip, summer before I'd gone to London, right? Here I am on my second trip, promised myself it was going to be different, that I was going to be healthy, and that everything was going to be great. And then I hurt my foot and I walked the entire trip on a cane. And there was a lot of walking to do. So I was just in so much pain. And I had gone to some doctors right before the trip when my foot started hurting, and they thought it could be rheumatoid arthritis. But I didn't have time to do all the testing and everything. So I just went on my trip, and then I was terrified to use the medication they gave me because, you know, I was told I had stage 3 kidney failure and not to use ibuprofen anymore. So the whole summer was sort of a nightmare after that with this foot problem. And it just brought me right back to where I was the summer before, kind of. Just like, oh my gosh, here I am in a new country sick. So I came back and I realized once I got back to school, like once I got my classroom set up, because I was going back to full-time teaching, I realized that I had put on some weight over the summer. And it's probably because of that foot injury and eating out so much. And so, oh gosh, I'm trying to think. Probably like early November. It was before I think I had recorded my most recent episode on here. I was feeling very unhealthy. I can't explain it, but I woke up out of a dead sleep thinking that maybe I was feeling chest pains and like uncomfortableness in my chest. And I started freaking out really bad. And then I decided at that moment I was going to go on the keto diet and try to just lose as much weight as possible, as I just felt like something was wrong with me. I think a normal person probably would have gone to the doctor, but I'm always like really scared of going to doctors, and I get really nervous in front of them, and I just have like a fear of hospitals and needles, and I just have a real hard time with it. Like I will sit and replay hospital visits in my head, and I get anxious about it. I am a wreck when it comes to going to the doctor. So instead of going to the doctor when I felt these weird chest pains, I went on the keto diet, and I actually did really good. I started losing weight. This was in mid-November-ish, and I lost probably like 14 or 15 pounds. And then I got this horrible cold in December. And I knew the second I got it too. This lady sneezed right in my face at Walmart. The cashier just like sneezed without covering her mouth. And I could feel all the little droplets like covering me, like going in my face. It was really bad. And I was just like, I tried to turn around really quick and I just felt like it wasn't fast enough. And sure enough, I get this killer cold. And so I'm taking all the cold meds and, you know, doing everything. I took a couple weeks off work. I'd go in a couple days And then or I'd go on a day, take 2 days off. I'd go on a half day, take another 2 days off. I just could not get better. And so I ended up going to the doctor because after about 2 weeks, I got pink eye, which I thought was really weird. But, you know, I had forced myself to go to work one of those 2 weeks or one day in those 2 weeks where I wasn't feeling up to it. And I think I probably got pink eye at school as my immune system was already kind of like crashing. Not like that would make a difference getting pink eye, right? The kids probably like farted on my chair while I was gone. Who knows what they did, but I got pink eye. I go to the doctor and the doctor's like, oh my gosh, your blood pressure is sky high. This is really, really scary. It was like way over 200 something, over another large number over 100. And they were just freaking out trying to get my blood pressure down. So then I realized that I was going to have to do a bunch of tests again and really see where I'm at health-wise. And so I, of course, that kind of scared me. They told me to stop taking decongestants because that can raise your blood pressure a lot if you have problems or heart disease. And so it was a really, really rough month. And I just feel like, boy, this year has been difficult. It's been challenging. I mean, with the shingles and the kidney infection and hurting my foot over the summer and then, you know, coming back to school and getting this horrible cold and having the chest pains and being told I have high blood pressure. I mean, I feel like a total fraud having this show called Healthy Teacher, Happy Teacher, because I have not been healthy or happy for most of this year. But I think it's good to share our struggles with each other because, you know, maybe you're feeling something kind of weird and off and you're scared to go to the doctor. And honestly, they were saying like, if I had just never gone back the next year, I could die like at any moment of a heart attack because my blood pressure was that bad. Like it was very, very bad. So I decided that this has to be the year that I take control of my health and not be scared of the numbers or results or doctors or needles anymore because, you know, I don't want to die and I want to get control of my stress levels and my blood pressure and I want to find out everything wrong with me. So I decided to ask for every blood test my insurance would buy. I just wanted all of them. I ended up having like 47 or 48 blood tests. And I want to know my thyroid, hormones, cholesterol, kidney function, liver. I mean, I just want to know like, how is my body working? Tell me everything. I want to know the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I did ask for the rheumatoid arthritis test. And anyways, I just decided that I have to get control. Like, basically what I've been doing since I started this podcast is I've been kind of like wading in the kiddie pool of good health. You know, like I did my HelloFresh for about 3 or 4 months and I was real, real good. I was eating healthy dinners every night and working out every day, you know, and then I had a health setback and I stopped. And then I started working out again and doing really good. And then I had a stressful, you know, job change and I stopped. And then I started kind of getting back into it. And then I went traveling for the summer and I stopped. And I think at this point I've realized like now that I have all my test results back and I know everything wrong with me and I know what needs to happen, I can't be waiting around in this kiddie pool of good health anymore. Like it doesn't work. You can't be half in and half out. And I know that sometimes you just have to make little changes because too many changes at once are too overwhelming, but there's only one of you and losing yourself is more. Oh, I just dropped my headphones on the floor. Anyway, losing you is the worst case scenario, right? And one of my best friends died a few years ago of a drug overdose. And I always think about that. How, you know, he basically went to bed and didn't wake back up. And that can happen to any of us. I mean, at any moment, you know, something bad could happen. But with modern medicine and taking care of yourself and going to the doctor and checking on all these things and asking for every test that your insurance will buy for you. I mean, these are the things that we need to do to get on the good, healthy track. And now I have this complete overview of my health, everything going on with me. and I can make a better informed decision. And it's actually making my life a lot easier because when I'm making the mini decisions throughout the day, like, oh, I don't really feel like walking, you know, but well, now I got to take my blood pressure pill. Like, or, you know, I'll think about what I want for lunch and I'll think it'll be just so easy to, heat up a frozen pizza or order one. And then I'll think about some number, you know, like my pre-diabetes number and how close I am to not having pre-diabetes, and I make a better choice and eat, you know, a vegetable stir fry. So it's basically having this really clear vision of my health and everything wrong with me and knowing instead of just sort of wondering or assuming. It's helping me make better mini decisions. And I know that after thousands of these mini decisions, I am going to have a new health report. I'm going to be a different person on the inside. You know, like I'm going to heal a lot of my problems because I'm going to be making these really good mini micro decisions throughout my day. And I think I needed this health scare and I needed to see like the complete picture and really dive into the numbers and understand and form a relationship with a primary care doctor and just do these things to get myself on a better track. And honestly, it's so weird that that lady sneezing in my face at Walmart, that could have saved my life, right? Because if she hadn't sneezed in my face and I hadn't gotten sick, I wouldn't have gone to the doctor for pink eye eventually down the road. And I wouldn't have missed like the 2 weeks of work, and I wouldn't have gotten pink eye when I got back. And then I wouldn't have gone to the doctor and found out about my blood pressure. And then the doctor wouldn't have ordered like all these 50 million other tests on me. So, I mean, sometimes something really bad happens to us and it super sucks, but it's what we need to move on. And, it kind of reminded me one time in my 20s, I was on a road trip with my BFF and we got pulled over for not wearing our seatbelts. And I was so mad about it. I got like a ticket for not wearing our seatbelts. It was in San Francisco. And I was just so mad. There's so many cars on the road. And I was like, why did this person pull me over? And later that night, we were on the highway and someone swerved into our lane and we were in a head-on collision and the car exploded. We needed the jaws of life to get us out. And the only reason we both didn't die that night because we were hit head-on going about 55, 60 is because we had our seatbelts on. So sometimes I think like these really bad things happen to us. Like I was so mad at that police officer for giving me a speeding ticket, but it saved my life. And my mom actually wrote him like a thank you card with and sent him like extra like gift cards and stuff for that ticket because she was so like, oh my gosh, it's like an angel. But I mean, sometimes little weird things happen to us where we're super irritated, but they're meant to put us on a certain path. And I think that lady being kind of rude and sneezing in my face, I mean, it put me on this path and it's obviously the path I need to be on. Like there's nothing wrong with trying to be extremely healthy. And now I'm just kind of wondering how I'm going to balance stress with my new healthy lifestyle, because the doctor said a lot of my blood pressure is going to be impacted by stress I'm having at school. So that's something I'm going to maybe dive into next episode is like how can we reduce stress while we're at school and teaching? The purpose of this episode is just so you could kind of hear about my unhealthy year, but how I'm really determined to turn it around and how I got all these blood tests to really find out what's going on with me. Is I know there's people out there listening right now who maybe are a little scared to go to the doctor or really don't want to know, or you go to the doctor, but you haven't asked for all the tests you could possibly get. And it's just, I mean, if I hadn't asked for every single possible test, I wouldn't have found out I have PCOS. And that's a new medication that I'm being put on, but the new medication could help me lose weight. It can actually improve my blood pressure because a lot of my problems are because I have PCOS. And I never would have found that out if I hadn't asked for all the tests, right? Because there was no reason with me having regular periods. There's no reason for them to think that I had PCOS. But the fact that I asked for every single test available, I got the PCOS test paid for, right? Because I'm overweight and they're just like, okay, we can probably throw this one in too. So anyway, just something to think about is just, what can you do to make this the healthiest year ever? I mean, one of my friends, he's like 10 years older than me, and he told me there's just nothing better than getting on a good health track before you start your 40s, because it's real hard to go backwards in your 40s and your 50s when you've made some bad choices. It's real hard to get off certain medication. But when you're still in your 30s and you can tackle it, or better yet, your 20s, then you're going to have an easier time later in life. And that's kind of what I've been telling myself right now. So anyway, frenzies, thanks for listening to my story. I hope I inspired you to just don't wade halfway in the health pool. You know, like, maybe you've made some good decisions, but at least find out everything wrong with you or going right with you. I mean, like, I got these 47 tests done or whatever, and I found out my kidneys are better. My kidneys are not in stage 3 failure. I mean, that is worth its weight in gold. So I found out a lot of my numbers have improved. And, you know, it's just, it's good to have that baseline. You need to start somewhere. So if you're going to start somewhere, you know, just start with those blood tests and get it done. And if you're scared of needles like me, you can actually buy numbing cream for your arm, and you won't even feel the needle when they draw your blood. And it's not very popular in America to talk about it. Like, a lot of people think, oh, if you can't handle a little needle, you're just a baby. Boo, boo, boo. But some people, like, I have really sensitive arms and hurts really, really bad when I get my blood drawn. So I got this numbing cream, and, you know, now I'm good to go. So anyway, frenzies, I hope that you enjoyed hearing about all my health problems, and here's to a better, healthier, happier 2020. I was like, 2000, what is it? Oh yeah, 2020. Okay, frenzies, take good care of yourself. So long. You've just finished listening to Healthy Teacher Happy Happy Jessica. What? Oh no, I don't know how to stop.